弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
你认为小学五六年级就已经是算是懂事的，已经明白事情的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you believe that a fifth grader in elementary schools already understand things.
Okay, 好，谢谢。
So thank you.
我在五六年级的时候，我班上有一位同学是姓吴，他个子很小，总是呢坐在前面第一排。
When I was in fifth grader, there is a classmate. His name by the name of Wu. He's little. He's always sit in front of the classroom.
他的学习呢是相当优秀，老师呢是有问必答，总是呢我们班上的第一名。
He's excellent in all academics. He is the guy a teacher always go to for the questions, and he always the number one.
我个子比较高一点，所以呢，老师呢都把我排在比较后面一点点。
I was a little taller, so I was arranged a little the rear seats in the classroom.
我很喜欢跟一些同学呢开玩笑。
I always interested to.To telling jokes to other classmates.
那如果把当时的景况录下来，然后呢，在这里放映的话，那肯定。
If I had opportunity to record all these videos and play right here,
肯定呢是会被学校赶出去的，因为呢那就是所谓的霸凌。
And for sure, I will be expelled by the school because I was a good bully.
因为我们那时候呢，开始第一届，我们是开始男女生合班，所以呢，不管男生女生呢，我都给他们霸凌。
Because at that time, the first class that boys and girls study in the same classroom.And regardless of boys or girls, I always show my bulliness in the classroom.
但是呢，我不碰那一位吴同学。
However, except that student Wu.
因为呢，我作业不会做的话，我都可以去问他。
Because whenever I don't know how to do my homework, I always go to that student.
所以你说我那时候懂是懂了什么事情？
So you ask me at that point, I know something. What did I know?
我知道呢，我是不可能出类拔萃的，因为呢，第一名呢，老是被人家占着。
I know that it is not possible for me to become an outstanding student because that student's always number one.
上了初中之后的话，我开始郁闷，因为呢，班上这个学习成绩好的呢越来越多。
When I go to the junior high, I started nervous because the more and more students, they are better than my academics.
上了高中更可怕了，一群这个从外县市来的优等生呢，跟我一起坐在同一个教室里头。
Things get worse when I was in high school because the students from outside cities and counties, they are much better than me in the same classroom.
到了大学，我就很轻松了，因为呢，我的改略了我的策略。
But it seems to relax a little bit when I went into the college because I changed my strategy.
因为我只要我的成绩呢不是在最底下的就可以了。
At that time, I only look for that as long as I'm not at the bottom of the class.
所以呢，出类拔萃已经跟我没有关系了，我就沉沦在人海当中。
Therefore, the excellence has nothing to do with me because I already buried among the mess.
来美国读书之后，我发现一个新的希望。
I found a new hope when I came to the United States for continuing education.
我发现呢，除了出类拔萃之外呢，还有一个叫做与众不同。
Because I found other than excellent, outstanding, there's another thing called distinctiveness.
那这个希望在哪里呢？这个希望呢，就是在圣经里，在基督里。
So where this hope lies? Where this hope? The hope.Is in the Bible.
那一个与众不同的生活是一个怎么样的生活呢？
What is the life of distinctiveness looks like?
好不好？我们一起来读 一起跟我用中文来读彼得前书第一章六到九节，然后呢用英文跟着春刚呢读十到十二节。
So let's read First Peter chapter 1 verse 6 to 9, and then in English from verse 10 to 12.
来，我们一起来。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，那就比那被火试验仍难仍坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在基督耶稣显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，确实爱他，如今虽不得这样看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
好，再到第六节。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
在试炼中能够有喜乐，就是一个与众不同的生活。
It is distinctive life to still have joy in the times of trials.
不是那个外来的这个试炼。不是那里头有喜乐，而是呢，因此你们是大有喜乐。
It is not in the outside of those trials that you have the joy. It is the in you yourself that you have the joy.
表示呢，前面呢已经有了大有喜乐的理由了。
It is the reflection that in the previous verses there is a great joy.
那一到五节谈到了什么呢？
So what did it say in verse 1 and 5?
这基督门徒呢是一个新造的人，理所当然，理所当然活出呢这些所列出来的新生活。
The disciples are a new creation. Therefore, it is reasonable they can live this new life.
有乐观的生活态度，有盼望的满足感，有确信把握的感受。
That they have this the optimistic attitude for the living, they have this satisfaction in the hope, and they have this assurance for their salvation.
你可以看得到这三点呢，都是强调那一种里面的态度，还有里面的感受。里面有了，就自然的外在行为就自然的呈现出来。
As you can see, the common thread for those three items is all focused the inside, because from the inside of these disciples, these believers, they all reflected from to their outside.
也就是说，如果我们本末倒置，要去要求那些外表的现象的话呢，就结不出长久，结不出那一致的果效来。
Therefore, if we think it in the reverse way, then we will not see their consistent, persistent living styles from these true believers.
我们都曾经是当过孩子，我们也曾经当过学生，现在呢，可能呢是在工作，是一个雇员。
We all have experience to be kids, students, and employee.
我想我们都晓得，我们都晓得什么叫做做给父母看，做给老师看，做给经理看的含义是什么。
I think we all understand the meaning, what that means to pretend, to be somebody, to pretend to do something for our parents, for teachers, and for our managers.
装出来嘛，我们事实上是很自然的演员，我们可以装出来。
In fact, we all actors and actresses by nature, so we can do things naturally in certain circumstances.
我不晓得当时我们小的时候，当学生的时候，会不会想到，哎呀，这个爸爸妈妈真好骗啊！哎呀，这个老师呢，真好骗啊！
I don't know if at that point each one of us still remember the occasion that, you know, how easy it is to cheat our parents, to fool our teachers.
但是圣经是怎么说的？
So what the Bible says?
在哥罗西书三章二十二节，他说：“不要单单在人眼前才这样做，好像要讨好人，反而要以单纯的心敬畏神。”
It said in the Colossians 3:22.Do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and a reverence for the Lord.
那我们再回到一到五节的大纲。
Let's back to the outline for verse 1-5.
所以刚才提到这个理所当然活出新生命，有一个先决条件。
There is one precondition to live as a reasonable new creatures.
理所当然是因为呢，我们里面呢已经有了新的生命，我们呢已经是一个新造的人了。
To live as a new creation, by itself, because we have this new life in our inside.
所以呢。这样子看来的话，我们生活的焦点就不是说呢，我怎么到外面去拿到这些东西。
Therefore, the life focus is not what we can get from outside of our life.
也不是呢，去说呢，从外面的哪里去找到这些东西。
It is not meant to get to find these things from outside.
因为呢，我们已经有了。
Because we already have.
我们要问的问题是呢，是什么拦阻了我这个新生命呢？把它给活出来。
The question to us is what has prevented us from living out this new creation?
我观察结果，基本上一个因素呢，就是呢，我们不看自己是一个新造的人。
I think when I observe that one of the key things for that is because we don't look ourselves as a new creation.
我们看自己是新造的人，就理所当然会活出新造的人。
If we had looked ourselves as a new creation, we would have lived out as a new creation.
就好像我们看自己是父母了，是做父母的，我们就很理所当然的活出做父母的样子。
As if had we looked at ourselves as parents, we would have lived out as true parents.
再加上成为新造的人是三一真神的工作。第二节是怎么说的
？But plus, to become a new creation is the work of a triune God. What the verse 2 says?
第二节说，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
Verse 2 says, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling by his blood.
第六节，因此你们是大有喜乐。
Verse 6, therefore, in this you greatly rejoice.
大有喜乐是因着对神有信心的一个结果。怎么说呢？
To have a great joy is because we have the confidence in our God.
因为在第二节又说，刚才已经读了，是被拣选，或者是成圣洁，或者是顺服耶稣，这些呢，都是三一神的工作，都已经做成了。
As we just read verse 2, it says, who had been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
但是你我又不在现场，我们怎么知道这些事情已经发生了呢？
However, you and I were not at that time. How did we know these things already happened?
然而，依照神的应许，已经都记载在圣经里头的，就实现在相信接受耶稣基督的人身上。
Therefore, Because all of these things already recorded in this wonderful scripture. That's why we believe these things already happened.
从另一个角度来看，我们这样子相信圣经所说的，就是信心。
From another angle, if we believe what's recorded in the Bible, it is the indication that we have the faith.
这样子的信心在下面一句话的那种处境当中呢，更容易凸显出来。第六节修订版呢，它比较完整。它说呢，必须在百般试炼中暂时忧愁。
Such faith has been reflected and evidenced in the next verses here. Verse 6 in another revision version says, In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
所以这里告诉我们的百般试炼呢，是没有办法避免的，而且呢，是神所定的。
It is told here there's no way to avoid all kinds of trials because it is arranged, it is set by God.
就好像马太福音第十六章二十一节，他里所说，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
As it said in Matthew 16:21, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day he be raised to life.
很可能因为你我一下子被外面的环境所迷糊了，所以呢，在第六节，我们的喜乐呢，似乎没有了，反而是满了忧愁。
It is very likely that we were all confused by our surroundings of all kinds of trials, as it is evidenced in verse 6 says, In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer of grief in all kinds of trials.
但是呢，我们回过神来，我们就知道呢，晓得说呢，神仍然在掌权，忧愁就变成是暂时的，而是呢，满有大有喜乐。
But when we awake, we now sense these, though all these trials are present, but these are brief, these are temporary, and so we can have joy in them.
我相信我们可以接受，从世俗的标准，喜乐跟试验是很难摆在一块的。
I believe in the worldly view, the joy and the trials are very hard to put together at the same time.
因为我们想到试炼的时候呢，就想到是吃苦头。
Because when we think of trials, we know it is suffering.
同样呢，依照世人的标准的价值观的话呢，试验跟神所定的也是呢不相容。
From the worldly view, the trials and the things that range the set by God and should not be in harmony.
我们心里想说神所定的，那神所定的一定是一帆风顺，百事顺利。
Because we know everything that range the set by God should be all smooth, should be sailing like a boat in a calm weather.
什么是过与众不同的生活？
What is the living a distinctive life in the world?
我们喜乐的去面对神所定的试验。
It is the one that we can live with the faith, with the joy in front of our trials.
不是用那种悲痛或者是恐惧去面对试炼，而是呢喜乐的去面对试炼。
It is not face to our life with some pain, with some frightenedness and fear towards those trials, but instead with joy.
也不是孤单无助的去面对，而是呢晓得神在所有的试炼上面呢他掌权。
It is not to face those trials in alone, but understand that God is in sovereign control among these things.
这样子过与众不同的生活，就是脱离世界的捆绑的生活。
This kind of a life of distinctiveness is the life that separated from the world bondage.
为什么神要把试炼，而且呢是百般的试炼呢，加在基督门徒身上？
Why in the world God will give those trials to his people in the world?
神是有目的的。
There is a purpose.
第七节，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
Verse 7, these have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold,which perishes even though refined by fire.
我们晓得如果那个杂质多的话呢，金子呢就不怎么值钱。
Because we know if there's so impure things in the gold, it is not worth that much.
那怎么知道说金子呢值不值钱？
How do we know how much worth the gold is?
用火去试验金子。
Well, we burn it with fire.
能坏就是那个含有杂质、价值低的金子呢，需要用火去试验来证实。
The gold with impure components in it will become less worthy, and it needs to be evidenced by the fire.
那不能坏的那个价值高的信心呢，更需要是呢被试验来证实。
Those gold with a high degree of pureness and of quality and weight, they also need to be further evidenced by the experiments of fire.
这里要试验的不是那个信心的本身，而是试验过之后信心所表现出来的特质。
Here, to experiment is not the faith itself, but is the characteristics.Post-experiment reflected by the faith.
也就是说呢，在百般试炼中呢，信得过神。
It is to say to trust our Lord in all kinds of trials.
得了绝症，不可能痊愈，但是呢，信得过神，知道他在掌权。
So facing a fatal diseases, what do we do? To trust.To believe, it is the faith.
被人家误解了，人家根本的不听我们的解释，但是我们信得过神，知道他在掌权。
To be confused, to be biased by others, that they cannot accept us, that time, can we trust our Lord, is another test.
没有任何收入，储蓄呢？已经差不多见底了，我们仍然信得过神，知道他在掌权。
Living on no income and seeing our savings come very low is another trial that we can trust our Lord.
人际关系有冲突的，甚至呢连一个道歉的机会都没有，但是我们可以信得过神，仍然信得过神，知道他在掌权。
In a conflicting relationship with others, even at the time we don't even have opportunity to say apology to others, is another trial.
什么时候死？怎么死？我们也能够信得过神，知道他在掌权。
When and how to die is another trial.That we can trust in our Lord, He is in control.
知道说我们即使离开神，一样在我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们的父母身上，他仍然看顾掌管。
Because we trust in our Lord that He will be in control in among us, including my parents, my children, and our spouses.
在百般试炼中能够信得过神。在神的眼中是比那金子还要宝贵。
To trust in our Lord in all kinds of trials is even heavier, even more precious in our Lord's eyes.
在这里作者彼得他用金子做比喻是要让人知道，不是要让神知道，因为神都已经知道了。
Here the author, Peter used the example of gold is trying to illustrate this wonderful truth to his brothers and sisters, but not to God.
要让人知道什么？让人认识到说信心的价值是多少？金子根本算不了什么。
It is to let his believers know that how much worth the faith in our believers, and not even compared by the gold.
最终的结果是什么？第七节下半段。
So what is the result of this faith in our Lord? It's the second part of the verse 7.
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
It may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
在那末日，神要把那个属神的那种尊贵、荣耀称赞尊贵荣耀呢赐给活出新造的人。
At the end of end times, God will present all of these rewards of praise, glory, and honor to those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and trust Him in our daily lives.
我们晓得神既然有这样子的心意，有这样子的计划，你我不就更加的在喜乐当中能够来面对神所定的试炼吗？
Since we know God has already arranged this plan for us, let us just live out and trust in our Lord and face with joy in all kinds of trials.
在喜乐中面对神所定的试炼，就是过一个与众不同的生活。
To face these trials in joy is live a distinctive life.
如果你真的懂什么叫做投资的话，你我就应该投资在过这样子一个与众不同的生活。
If you truly know what investment means, you should to live the life of such a distinctive life.
耶稣基督显现的时候是在指耶稣基督第二次再来。
At the time Jesus Christ will come in again is referring to his second coming.
那至于耶稣第一次来到道成肉身，对这些书信的读者来而言的话呢，是第八节。
For the first coming, Jesus Christ came to the world in flesh is recorded in verse 8.
第八节说，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Verse 8 said, Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
你有没有注意到这里头 这第八节呢有一个张力的存在？
Do you realize that there is contention in the verse 8?
第八节呢有两句话呢是一个平行句。
Verse 8, there is two sentences, they are parallel.
但是他们有一个对比，这个对比是呢没见过他，爱他，是眼睛看见看不见的问题跟信心的问题。
There are two things in comparison here. One is didn't see, the other one is love him. So there is a faith and a reality comparison.
爱一个你从来没有见过的人，你说这不是信心吗？是信心。
To love a person that you never seen, can we say it is a faith? Yes, we can.
下一句话更清楚的，他说是不得看见，但是呢，因信他就有。大喜乐也是一样，眼睛看见看不见的问题跟信心的一个对比。
The next one, the next half part is also evidenced here. You believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy.
当时收信人的境况是一个怎么样的光景？他们是在百般试炼中。
So what the situation of those who are receiving the letter? They were in all kinds of trials.
在百般试炼中有大喜的，你说这不就是信心吗？
To have great joy in all kinds of trial. Can we not say they have the face?
而且呢，从那些文法时态来看的话呢，他们的喜乐、他们的爱、他们的相信，不是以后，不是未来式，而是呢，是现在式。
Again, from the syntax in those verses, these were not in the future tense. They're in the present tense. That's to say, they have the face at that time, that moment they received the letter.
就是现在，现在就在经历，现在就在进行，不是等到回天家之后才有的。
It is now. It is the experience of now that we are all experiencing. It is not the time when we come to the, go to the heaven to experience.
而且呢，在这里的喜乐呢，不是你我所想象的那个喜乐，也不是这个人间世上的喜乐。
It is kind of a joy that we are not, cannot imagine as if we are currently in the world. It is a special kind of joy.
而是呢，一个说不出来，满有荣光的大喜。
It is a joy that cannot be told. It is a joy with great, glorious joy.
上个月我们教会有这个烧烤野餐，天气非常热，天热了，人就容易烦躁。
Last month, the church have a picnic this year, and the weather is very hot, and it's very easy to get irritated.
我期许我自己呢，能够跟每一个新朋友或者是慕道友呢，能够跟他们打招呼问好。
I hope that I have the opportunity to say hi to greet each one of the new friends.
至少呢，让每一个人呢能够感受到他们是受欢迎的。所以呢，我就时时警觉，哎，有谁来到，有谁刚刚到的没有
？At least I can say hi to greet to those who come in the first time. That's why I was very on a very good alert that who is coming the first time.
也晓得教会呢租了几个游戏，有一个。这个 dunk tank 就是呢，人坐在横杆上，在水箱的上面。你球投中了那个圆心的话呢，人就掉到水箱里头去。
同时叫church brought in a couple of games. One of them is 盖你的帽，盖你下水。So I was thinking about that.
那我之前呢？我之前就被通知说呢，我得要坐在上面，让人家出出气，或者是说让大家娱乐娱乐。
So in advance, I was notified that I may be a person to get to be involved in this kind of thing. People can, you know, just do something with me that they normally cannot do.
活了这么大没有玩过这个游戏，所以呢，我心里有一点焦虑。
Because I never had played such kind of toys, so I was a little nervous.
但是我肯定的是呢，烧烤野餐呢，肯定的是比主日讲到呢要轻松多了。
But for sure, I know to participate in a picnic is much relaxed event than preaching on Sunday.
因为那是一年一度，这讲道是每一个礼拜有的。
Because that is a once a year event, but preaching is every week that I do.
所以呢，我从一桌吃饭，然后呢就跑到另外一桌，然后就刚好呢有一对新来的这个年老的夫妇呢，他坐在，我就跟他们聊天。
So while eating, I just wander around from one table to another. Just happen, I sit in front of a couple that came for the first time.
坐在这一对年老夫妇的对面呢，有一位姐妹呢，突然呢开始向这一对年老夫妇呢开始做见证了。
Oh, there's a sister. She just started suddenly to witness the gospel to this elderly couple.
她对这个年老的夫妻说呢，她第一次来到教会，看到牧师的笑容呢，她就决定来这个教会了。
Oh, she told the senior couples that it was the smile of pastor she saw the first time when she visited church. Then she started to come to this church.
这位姐妹后来就在这里信主受洗了。
And it is this church where this sister became Christian.
我不知道，我真的不晓得说在基督里的那种笑容有如此的魅力。
I really don't know how magic it is, the smile in the Christ.
我有那说不出来，满有荣光的大喜乐。
I have this in inexpressible and a glorious joy on my face.
你知道吗？我们在过日子的时候，我们呢有许多的像第八节这样子的一个经历。
You know, in our daily lives, there are so many experiences of the events and scenes and times, just as same as in this verse 8.
很多时候是因为我们生活太繁琐了，我们没有去注意到。
Many times because we are buried in our busy life that we don't have time to observe such things happening.
或者是呢，时间久了我们就忘记了。
Or because of the time flies, we start forgetting those things.
再举一个例子，在烧烤这个野餐之后的话呢，教会小的教会那下一个礼拜呢，教会有这个门徒培训营会。
Another example is the following week after the church picnic, the church has a disciple conference.
所以呢，有一位姐妹呢，她在听了前面两堂课之后的话呢，她说：“哎呀，不晓得老师在讲什么。”
There is a sister.She was so puzzled, and then she indicated that she has no clue about what the teacher was talking about, even after two classes.
营会进行到一半之后呢，她说：“哎呀，我有很多的问题要问啊。”
Halfway through, she has so many questions.
在营会结束之前，她带着笑容对我说：“明白了。”
Oh, at the right end of this, right before the end of the conference, she starts telling me with smile that now she understood everything.
我猜想呢，她也经历了那一种说不出来、满有荣光的大喜的。
And I guess she has such experiences of such inexpressible and a glorious joy in her life at that conference.
至少我看到她的脸上因着明白真理而得到那一种释放。我自己呢也有那说不出来蛮有荣光的大喜。
At least I saw the relieving joy and smile on her face that indicates she started understood such wonderful truth.
什么是过与众不同的生活？
What is to live a distinctive life?
你去期待那种意想不到的属天喜乐。
To hope that kind of joy that you never thought of, that's coming from the new life.
那为什么有第八节这样子不凭眼见而能够有的新生命现象呢？
Now why we had this new life phenomenon that is cannot be expressible in verse 8.
第九节是一个解释。第九节说得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
It is explained in verse 9. It says, "For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls."
对作者彼得而言，灵魂的得救就是全人的救恩。
To also Peter, the salvation of the soul is the salvation of your whole person.
因为呢，第三章二十节他说，当时进入方舟借着水得救的不多，只有八个人。这个人跟灵魂是同一个字。
It is said because in it only a few people, 8 in all, were saved through water in chapter 3, verse 2.20, because these two words are the same word.
现在因着相信得到救恩。
Now, because of our believing, because of our faith, we got received the salvation.
将来耶稣基督显现的时候，基督的救恩就达到了顶峰。
In the future, when Jesus come again, the salvation of Christ will peak at that time.
那时的属天喜乐更是现在没有办法意想到的。
And the heavenly joy at that time when Jesus come again cannot be imagined at that present time.
虽有百般试炼，但是在基督里绝对可以期待那意想不到的属天喜乐。
Even though in all kinds of trials, in Christ, it is absolutely that we cananticipate this heavenly joy that we cannot even imagine.
你愿意过这样子与众不同的生活？
Are you willing to live such a life of distinctiveness?
那这第九节的救恩是指什么呢？
And what this salvation means in verse 9?
第十节。 论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细地寻求考察。
Verse 10, concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was come to you searched intently and with the greatest care.
所以这个救恩跟你们要得的恩典可以中间可以画一个等号。
Therefore, such a salvation can be equal to the grace that you have received.
因此救恩是一个恩典，也就是说呢，单单相信，不是做什么，单单相信就可以领受了。
The salvation is not something you have done. It is simply that you trust, you put a faith in it.
而且呢，这个恩典呢，早在旧约时代就已经讲过了。
And also, these grace has already been talked about in the Old Testament.
在旧约时代的这些众先知，他不但已经寻求考察过这些旧约的经文，而且呢，他们宣讲过了。
These prophets who spoke of the grace that was come to you searched intently and with the greatest care in Old Testament and preached to those people.
那这些众先知到底考察了什么东西呢？第十一节。
And what these prophets has been intently searched, verse 11.
就是考察在他们心里基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。
Trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that will follow.
第十一节呢，事实上提到了一些事实。
Verse 11 actually pointed to a few facts.
第一个，在旧约时代，基督已经存在了。
The first, Jesus Christ, it did exist in the times of Old Testament.
而且第二个，基督的灵或者是圣灵在旧约时代就已经在工作了。
And the second point is the Christ of Jesus or the Christ's spirit already start working at the time of the Old Testament.
而且第三个，旧约先知书和新约的福音书是前后一致连贯的。
And the thirdly, the prophets in OT and the Gospels and in New Testament, they are all consistent from the beginning to the end.
所以如果你只读新约或者是只读旧约就不完全不完整。
Therefore, if you only read OT or NT, it is not complete. You have to read both.
最后，要明白神的心意，人是同时需要有圣经跟圣灵。
In the last, let me remind it, to understand the meaning, understand the heart of our Lord, we as a Christian need to read bothOld Testament, read both NT and the Spirit of and the Word.
我相信你看听过这样子的话，我们看下一章。
I believe you have heard of such phrases.
如果你有神的话语，却没有圣灵，那你会呢？会孤单，没生气。
If you have the Word without the Spirit, you will dry up.
下一句，如果你有圣灵，但是没有神的话语呢？你会夸大，你会爆炸。
If you have the word without the, if you have the spirit without the word, you will blow up.
但是如果你有神的话语，你也有圣灵，那就会呢成长成熟。
But if you have the word and the spirit, you will glow up.
那到底十一节里头众先知考察的内容是什么呢
？So what is the content of those things that prophets have been searched for in verse 11?
耶稣基督为你我的罪，他承担你我的罪，在十字架上受苦难受死。
Jesus Christ has suffered for your sin and my sin on the cross.For us.
而且父神呢，要叫基督呢从死里复活，给予耶稣基督呢肯定荣耀。
God the Father will resurrect Jesus Christ from the dead and give him the glory.
我们前面所说的这过与众不同的生活，耶稣基督已经走过这条路了。
What we just said to live a distinctive life is all reflected in the experiences of his worldly life on earth of Jesus Christ.
过耶稣基督所过的生活就是过一个与众不同的生活。
Live the life of Jesus Christ is to live a distinctive life.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
这些众先知们，他们在圣灵里，他们透过圣经的经文第十二节，他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。
As it says in verse 12, all these prophets, the, what they have had is recorded here. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of the saints.
在这里呢，中文它翻译成传讲，事实上呢，原文是服侍的意思，英文的翻译的比较好一点。
Here in Chinese it says preaching, but it is English translated a little bit better. It's a serve.
也就是说呢，众先知他们不是只是一个传声筒，只是去传达神的预言、神的计划。
It is the prophets of the Old Testament. They're not just preach the word of God.
而是呢，在圣灵里，他们明白了圣经的意思，他们生命改变，去活出来。
It is rather they have understood the truth, understood what they have witnessed by the God in their hearts through the Spirit. They live out the truth of what they preached.
他们的生活，他们的生命是有目的的，是什么的目的呢
？They have purpose in their lives. What the purpose is?
乃是为你们，就是呢，为了要让对方得到好处。
The purpose is for the benefit of you.
得到什么样的好处
？What kind of a benefits?
第十二节中间，那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你。
From middle of the verse 12, it says, when they spoke of things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.
靠着圣灵，它原文的意思就是在圣灵里头。
From the original text, by the Spirit means they are in the Spirit.
众先知在圣灵里，他们有圣灵的能力去见证传讲。
All prophets in the Holy Spirit means they have the power of the Holy Spirit to preach, to live out the scripture.
他们的服事，他们的见证的目的是要让对方得到好处。
The purpose of their serving, their living, is to benefit others.
最大的益处是什么？最大的益处是邀请他人呢，一起来同奔天路。
What is the greatest benefit is?The greatest benefit is to invite all others that they encounter to come to the Lord to believe in Him.
我们呢可以一起来脱离死亡跟罪恶的辖制，来跟神和好。
We all can be released by the bondage of sin and death. We all can reconcile with our Lord.
并且我们可以活出那种脱离世界捆绑的生活。
And we can live out the life that can separate it from the bondage of the world.
邀请别人一起来同奔天路，也就是过一个与众不同的生活。
Inviting others to run for the course of this distinctive life is to live such a life.
这件事情有多奇妙呢？第十二节下。
How wonderful such things is, verse 12.
天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Even angels long to look into these things.
一个人愿意谦卑悔改，愿意相信接受耶稣基督为个人的救主，是每一天发生最大的神迹。
A person willing to be humble, to open his heart,to come to the Lord, to repent, to have faith in our Lord, to become the believer is the greatest miracles in our daily life.
你愿意邀请别人一起来同奔天路?
Are you willing to invite others to live such a wonderful life with us?
什么是过与众不同的生活?
So what is to live a life of distinctiveness.
就是大纲所列出来的，至少我们从这些经文里头可以找到这些原则。
Now you can see through this the outlines as we exegete in the morning.
过与众不同的生活，就是在见证福音。
To live a distinctive life is to witness the gospel.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，父神，我们在这里，我们愿意回应说，我们愿意。虽然我们不一定马上做到，但是我们晓得，当你要的是一个愿意的心，愿意的心，让圣灵来催促我们，让圣灵来差派我们，让圣灵来给我们这样子的生命活出来，让人家看到我们是属神的。谢谢你。祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise. We sing doxology.
Praise Lord from whom